from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Now, on the phone, we should have Anthony, a.k.a. Black Sand. You there, mate?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, just cruising along on a Friday afternoon.
Cool.
Now, I guess a good place to start for everyone out there that may not know you, I mean, I first discovered you quite some time ago on like an overseas blog, and I think since then have maybe collected a couple of tapes that you've released on Bandcamp. But
yeah.
I mean, give us some background on who you are and what you do and where you're based.
Well, I'm based here in Tamaki Makaurau. I've been making music since about mid 2000s, around 2005, and started releasing stuff on Bandcamp around 2009.
Mm-hmm.
A few blogs picked up a few of my tunes and put them on there. And then I've started sort of making albums and releasing an album every year since 2013.
What's your history before doing the Black Sand thing? Have you been in a number of other Auckland bands?
No, I mean, I grew up in Wellington. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Wellington boy, and I've been in Auckland for about 23, 24 years or so. So I played in bits and pieces over the years with mates and stuff, but nothing ever anything serious, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so at the moment, Black Sand, is that a solo project for you?
Yeah, it is. It's a solo project. I work with a couple of other people. One of them is Kate Hummel, who records as Morning Face out of the States. She appears on a few of my albums, and she mastered my last album.
Mm-hmm.
But predominantly it is a solo affair. Yeah.
Okay. Now for this, obviously this is a little pre-recorded live session. Can you just sort of describe your studio setup and how you went around recording these two songs for us?
So I've got a really old Fostex 8-track from about the mid 90s. So I've got a loop pedal as well, and a couple of electrics and amps and a keyboard and stuff. So this was basically just based around a keyboard drone and a loop pedal and singing and playing over the top of that.
Okay, nice. And now which tune would you like to start with this evening?
We'll do High and Dry. Yeah.
Okay.
That's off my latest album, Hypnotic Revolutions.
Rad. Let's hit it. Black Sand, High and Dry.
To set me free, you know I need it. to set me free. To set me free. To set me free. To set me free. To set me free.
Black Sand, High and Dry, obviously a reference to the West Coast, surely, Anthony?
yeah, High and Dry, man, West Coast, yeah, that's it.
whereabouts are you out on the West Coast?
No, I'm not on the West Coast, man, no, I'm Central Auckland.
Oh, yeah, you're Central Auckland? No, for some reason, yeah, maybe it's the Black Sand thing, I'm just like, you live out west, he's a Westie, he's got a studio on the beach somewhere.
Black Sand, man, you know, when I was coming up for a name for my project, you know, I thought Black Sand, well, you know, it's Kiwi, you know, Black Sand, you know, West Coast beaches and stuff, so, you know, that'll do and it sounds cool, you know, so... Mm-hmm.
Now, you put out an album last year. I mean, how would you describe the sort of trajectory of the stuff that you're putting out? I'm feeling there's, you know, a fairly solid influence of space, like Spaceman 3 and that sort of stuff feeding into this project.
Yeah, definitely. Look, they're a big influence, you know, Spaceman 3, Spiritualized, you know, Stone Roses as well for a bit of, you know, 60s jangle and stuff. So, yeah, big influence. You know, I sort of worked towards an album a year. You know, I'm halfway through a new one at the moment. You know, a couple of years there, I've done an EP as well when I've had, you know, a few extra tracks I want to put out. So, look, it's a labour of love. You know, I work beaver away in my studio, mm-hmm. you know, each year, and then, you know, get to a point where I'm happy with everything and, you know, I'll put out an album.
I notice you're obviously a fan of putting stuff out on cassette tape. What is the draw card of using? Is it just the sort of saturation and the nice warmth that you get out of a cassette?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I grew up with cassette tapes, you know, sort of making mixtapes and taping stuff off the radio. And it's just such a cool medium. You know, it looks cool. I mean, it's got two little reels in there. There's analog tape in there. I mean, you can't beat it, really. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and selling stuff on Bandcamp, you know, it's nice to have something physical that someone can buy as well, as well as the download, because, you know, you get, you know, a lot of downloaded stuff thrown at you these days. But if you can actually have something you can hold in your hand, well, mm-hmm. you know, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Have you ever thought about pressing some vinyl?
Yeah, look, I get asked that quite a bit, you know. I mean, if someone's happy to stump up with the cash, man, then yeah.
Totally.
I'll put out an album, you know.
I hear.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so if people want to find out more about Black Sand, Bandcamp is the best place to check it out.
Yeah, I'm on Bandcamp. I've got tracks up on SoundCloud, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well, you know, so I'm out there. You can find me. Yep.
What can you tell us about Feel So Good, which is the next song we're about to play?
Yeah, Feel So Good. So that's off my 2017 album, Chasing the Light. Look, you know, two chords, drone, you know, you can't ask for much more, really. I really like the song. It's one of my favourites. So, yeah, enjoy.
All right. Awesome, mate. Hey, thank you very much for chatting to us this evening. We'll stay in touch.
No worry. Thanks very much, Johnny. Thanks very much for having me on.
Cheers.
Appreciate it. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.